Time now to find you a winner today, because Nick Ryan, still on a high from Mahamadeus, the punter's pal on Saturday, has got a couple of nice runners at Bendigo. Good morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Michael.
Well done on Saturday. I see your boys entered at Moonee Valley this weekend. Has he pulled up well and he might back up?
Yes, it's a big possibility. He's pulled up tremendously well. He's been down the beach Sunday, Monday, and again this morning, and probably a decision I'll make later on in the week, but you will see him in the entries for Saturday.
Gee's done well for you, hasn't he? It was a dominant display on Saturday.
Yeah, he's just been a tremendous horse for the stable. You know, being in the first crop of yearlings that I ever brought, and to get one like him, very, very lucky.
Well, he's not far away from the magical $1 million mark now, so be good to see him at the Valley on Saturday as well. And one of the other most promising and exciting horses in your stable, we get to see resuming today at Bendigo in the last race, and that is Express Pass, only lightly raced. We haven't seen him since February when he went around in a sedative. How has he been, and how has he come back?
Yeah, well, he's 4 pounds lighter, Michael. He's had the ultimate gear change. He's been gelded. Very pleased with him. He had a very nice jump out on the fourth proper the other day with some quality gallopers, and he looked terrific. He's in terrific form. He's most certainly he's not wound up. He's got a long way to go, only in August, but he finds himself in a very suitable race today, and he loves Bendigo. He won his maiden there, so I'm hoping his class will get him through today.
And good to see you've got a good track for him first up. You'd love to see that surface for him. He's drawn a beautiful barrier. What are your long-term goals? Because I know you've got a huge opinion of this horse.
Yeah, look, we don't want to set the bar too high. There's a really nice race for him in 4 weeks at Caulfield, another benchmark 78, 1100. And, you know, he's only a 70 rater. So we want to work him through his grades, get his rating up, give him some confidence and let him tell us where we're going to go.
On the class he's shown in his previous campaign, is he ready to win today?
Look, I wouldn't say he's unbeatable, but as I said, he's not really wound right up, but he is good fresh. Looking at the race, I think he's going to be awfully hard to beat. A lot of respect for Andrew Noblett and his horse, Ginger Jones, was a terrific run the other day at Sale. But as you said, he's drawn a very soft barrier to get a very good run, so if it all unfolds the way it looks, I think he's going to be very hard to beat.
All right, well, he could be the punter's pal on the last, and I see he's already been very, very well back. But you've got a nice runner earlier in the day as well, Spencerato, who resumes today. How's this mare going?
Yeah, she's had a bit of time off, but she's a very, very honest mare. She's won two and placed 6 seconds and two or three thirds, so she's never very far away from the money. I think Bendigo is a great track for her. Would like it a little bit wetter, but she can run on good tracks as well. Look for her to be sort of working home well. She's not bad value at 10 to 1, I thought.
All right. Would you rather back her each way or Express Pass?
Oh, look, he's a bit short for me, Express Pass, today. I think Spencerato might be the each way bet if I was going to have a bet.
Oh, good on you, Nick. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Michael.